Coach Reed, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I think you've seen what we've done here in the second round. We took Chris Jones, defensive lineman from Mississippi State, and then Doris has been moving faster than a greyhound and picking up all these picks here. So we were able to pick up a third-round pick and pick Vari Russell, a cornerback from Notre Dame. That's what we'll play him as at corner. And again, listen, we feel very good about both these players. Chris Jones, I think a lot of people had him as a first-round pick, and he probably could have gone in either round there. And he's that caliber of player. He's a big kid with great energy. You guys had a chance to talk to him earlier in the day, and you understand that. I mean, he's a pistol. Could be a nice mix into our defensive line. We felt he was the best player on the board at that time and felt very comfortable with him. And that could be, likewise, he's been through a few things at Notre Dame and worked through those things, played through an injury this year and still put in a position to be drafted in the third round here. Again, he could have gone anywhere in there. He was one of those guys that probably could have gone higher, than where he did, but to have gotten him here and excited him to add him in the mix in our secondary. So, We'll just see how it goes once players get here. We want to take a look at them during the rookie mini camp, and then we can determine some things from there. So that's what I've got for you. Some questions, fire away.
Hey, Andy, what's Russell's injury status? I mean, is he ready to practice at OTAs?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yes, that's what I understand. So. That he should be fine to practice. I can barely see Adam. That's why I'm hesitating.
With Kavari, was that another instance like it was with Marcus Peters, where you see a guy go through some things in his college career, and you kind of start to realize how much football really means to him?
Yeah, and listen, he did the wrong there and got himself straightened out. And the coach has a lot of trust in him, obviously, and how he handled himself to allow him back. And I think they had four or five kids that were kind of going through the thing, and he's the only one of the bunch that came back and finished up. So I think that speaks for itself there.
He was telling us he played a lot of left corner when he was at Notre Dame, and obviously Marcus played there last year. Do you think he can move to the right side pretty seamlessly and fit in? Do you see him as a natural replacement for Sean Smith there?
Well, we'll see. I want to see how both these guys do in the rookie mini camp, and I think that gives you a little better feel on how they work. I think he can play either side. To answer your question on that part, I don't think that's a big deal. I think he can also play inside in full spots. So, I mean, I think you're gaining some flexibility there. He's a smart kid and pretty versatile, I would think. So, but again, let's take a peek at him at the mini camp and see how they do there.
I know you'll evaluate things once you start get going here with Chris Jones, but just in your mind right now, what kind of plan do you have in store with him?
Well, I don't know that exactly. I mean, you know, he's again, he can play a bunch of different spots for you. So the one thing that I'd love to do is to be able to throw fastballs at the offense. So he allows you to do that. He's got to come in here and work hard and do the things he needs to do, obviously. But you get him in that mix with the line. So you get him in that mix, that crew, and they're fresh. You know, you keep them fresh throughout a game and then throughout a season. And I think that can be a real plus for us.
How important do you feel like conditioning and nutrition and things like that are going to be for a guy like him?
You know, he moves around pretty good, so I think he's going to be okay. They're working pretty hard at State there, so I think I don't think that's going to necessarily be an issue. I had taken Fletcher Cox from there when I was with the Eagles, and he turned out pretty good. And this kid is talented. He just needs to be pushed a little bit and keep playing at a high level. When he plays at a high level, boy, I tell you, he's a hard one to stop, so. You know, I look forward to getting him in here and letting our guys be around him. I think he'll he'll feed off of that room that we have there.
Andy, you remember last year, Marcus Peters and Steven Nelson couldn't participate in OTAs because of the academic semester. Do you know if there's an issue here with either Jones or Russell?
Yeah, I think both of them are okay. Our guys are checking on that, but I think both of them were okay to participate. I don't think either one are on the quarter system there.
Hey, Coach, Kavari was pretty emotional with us. What was his reaction when you and John Dorsey had the opportunity to tell him that he was selected?
Yeah, no, he was excited. I mean, it means a lot to him. No, those guys that have been through so much, I think they appreciate it and the opportunity. So when you're kind of looking down the part where, am I going to be able to play or not play? And then how are people going to take it and then you get another opportunity. I think that's special for them and their family. So he was pretty good with us. He wasn't too emotional, but you could tell he was pretty excited.
You're an offensive guy. When's John going to get you some new toys?
Well, yeah, we're okay there. I'm okay with stacking up on defense. I'm fine with that. I know how things work, man. You have a great defense. You can even get a little crazier on offense, right? Isn't that what they say?
What about stacking up on picks, Coach? It's not something you guys have done a lot in your first few drafts here, at least. What's made this?
Listen, I think every draft's a little different that way. I know Doris felt real strong. I know he talked to you guys about this already, but he felt strong about the second, third, fourth round in that area there, and even into the fifth. And so he was working to gain enough picks here. He wanted to get a couple of picks out of this thing. So I thought he maneuvered around very well and then kind of parked it here in the third round and knocked that out the second round and got that taken care of. So, and I look forward. Listen, I look forward to tomorrow. I know we've got a whole load of them tomorrow. So I believe 7 picks tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting.
Hey, Andy, I know I'm sure you'd rather prefer to talk about the guys you did draft, and I get that. But Paxton Lynch's agent apparently said that you guys are interested in moving up for the player. I'm just curious, were you guys interested in moving up at all? And what you think of the player, because you'll be facing him 2 times a year now.
Say that one more time. I didn't hear what you said on that exactly.
Yeah.
It cut out a little bit.
Sure. Hey, I know you'd rather prefer to talk about the guys that are here, and I get that.
Right.
Lee Steinberg, the agent for Paxton Lynch, said that you guys were interested in moving up for the player. And I was curious if there was interest in moving up, A. And B, just what do you think of the player since you'll be facing him 2 times a year now?
Yeah, well, he's a good player. I mean, I agree with that part. But going up to get him and all that, I'm not sure about all that. I know Doris doesn't get into any of that stuff and want that out there. I thought he was a good player, and I'm happy for him. He landed in a good place, and look forward to the challenge of playing him. He's gonna be a heck of a player down the road. And you guys know we brought him in, so I mean I got to know him a little bit. That's why I say that.
Hey Andy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
As far as moving up and all that, we normally don't go into all that stuff. So.
Sure. Hey, one thing that stands out about Jones is that his frame, like his body, just with his combination of size and athleticism, can you kind of expound upon that unique combination? He's like a really thickly built guy with the athleticism. Mm-hmm. Like there's real like moldable talent there, right?
Yeah. Listen, he's 6'6", 308 pounds. I know their head coach there very well. He was Alex Smith's coach in college and at the University of Utah. So I've got to know him over the years, and I've taken a couple players from state there. So we relied on him and our scouts that did the work there. Ryan Nutt went in there and did a nice job of making sure he had all the information on the kid. You're talking about 6'6", 308 pounds. He's a big kid, and he's got a great first couple steps. You know how important that is with your D line. So he's explosive. He's able to keep that big body down low, which is important. He's got plenty of room to improve. But like I said before, when he's on, he is tough to stop. You got to work on a couple things, and then you got to work on consistency. And He's a young kid with a huge personality, and you're going to love that part of it. I think with our room and veteran leadership we have in that room, I think it'll be real good for him and even take his game up another notch here.
Hey, Andy, last thing for me, talking to the defensive linemen over the last few years, they've all had, like, pretty positive things to say about Britt and the job he's kind of done as a defensive line coach. I'm curious, like, now that you've got this real multiple talent here, and, he needs to be coached up, but the clay is there. And are you going to, elbow your son a little bit?
Hello?
Hey, we good?
No, we were cut off in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, hang tight. Here we go. Sorry.
I don't know if that was an omen. Holy Toledo. Huh. I got the Brit part and it cut out. I thought,
you knew the questions were coming now, man.
No, Andy, I was just saying, like, a lot of the defensive linemen were saying pretty positive things about Britt's ability as a D-line coach. And now that you've got this real moldable guy in your room, like, do you kind of elbow your son a little bit, saying, hey, man, this one's on you. Make it work.
Yeah, put a little pressure on me. He understands that. I mean, it'll be a great thing for that room. Like I said, that room right there is something special. I mean, the pose and all the guys in the pose, Howard, all those guys, Bailey's. I mean, those are hard working, tough class acts. So, and listen, Britt's got a new challenge here. Not only being the D-line coach, he's got another player here that he has an opportunity to coach. So I'm happy for all of them there. And that's a good place for this kid to be.
Hey, Andy, wanted to ask you about Mike Williams. What tells you that maybe he's ready to get his career back on track?
Yeah, you know what, Adam? Doris met with him quite a little bit and felt good about him. And then I had an opportunity to sit down with him before we ended up signing him and felt pretty good about where he's at right now. And, he understands. He's down to – you don't get a lot of chances in the National Football League. So he's been in 6 years. He understands it. He's grown up, I think, a little bit from where he was. He understands that, how sensitive this league can be at times and that you better keep your nose clean or you're not going to be in it very long. So I think that's where he's at right now in his career, and he looks forward to challenge. I mean, listen, now, this is no secret. You guys have been around this a while. So, I mean, he's a pretty good player now when at Tampa Bay, when things were going good for him those first few years, he was a tough one to stop. So, we look forward to bringing him in the mix and seeing what he can do.
You brought him in. You brought in Rod Streeter. You have 7 picks tomorrow. You feel pretty good. How do you feel about where you are at wide receiver right now?
Yeah, listen, I know a little bit about Rod because my youngest son played with him at Temple, and then Britt coached him there. So, as did Mark DeLeon, who was also on the staff. So, I'm very familiar with him. I think I know what his strengths are, and we can utilize some of those things. And he's a heck of a kid. So, we welcome that to our team, and I think he'll fit into this offense well. So, again, we look forward to bringing him in here and just competing. And so I feel pretty good about that. With those two guys, I feel pretty good about that crew.
Hey, Coach, I guess the final question here is, are you starting OTAs on the PUP list, or are you going to be able to be out there?
I'm going to try to get out there, doggone it. We'll have to see how I can get this thing warmed up. We're going to try to get out there and move around. We'll see.